Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Gruesome task of recovering the bodies of victims continued in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, after at least 20 people were killed. It happened in a huge explosion from a truck bomb. Residents described the blast as the most powerful that they had heard in the city in years. Explosion appeared to target a large hotel on a busy road, with at least 15 people injured, according to police. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, but Al-Shabaab often targets high-profile areas of Mogadishu for deadly bombings. President Trump's refusal to certify the Iran nuclear deal has sparked a new war of words between the Islamic Republic and the U.S., fueling growing mistrust and a sense of nationalism among Iranians. We get more now from VOA's Maya Bush.
Iranian officials and media outlets on Saturday uniformly condemned Trump for accusing Iran of violating the spirit of the 2015 accord and calling on Congress to toughen the law governing U.S. participation. Trump said he was not ready to pull out of the deal, but warned he would do so if it were not improved. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country would remain in the deal, but continue to build and test ballistic missiles, something allowed under the nuclear deal, though Americans believe it violates the accord's spirit. Maya Bush, VOA News.
Officials in Pakistan say a roadside bomb attack today killed at least 4 soldiers, wounded several others near the Afghan border. Troops were part of a search party deployed in the Karam tribal district to hunt down the handlers of a kidnapped American-Canadian family Pakistani forces rescued from captivity last week on a tip from U.S. intelligence. This is VOA News. A